Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Vizar Morina, who is presenting his film. He's the director of the film Babai here at the festival. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film?
It's a story, it's a father-son story based in Kosovo during the Milosevic era, so it takes place in 95. And actually, this is, I mean, then at some point the father leaves without saying any word, and so the leaves to Germany, and so the son follows. And it's pretty much... I used to be a huge fan of the Italian cinema after the in the Italian cinema of the
neorealist.
Yes, yeah. And so.
Yeah, and do you have a personal connection to the story?
I do have a personal connection to the story because I was I lived myself during this time in Kosovo, and I know everything that that the film is dealing about. Or but it's not my personal story. Oh. But I was born in Kosovo, and I've been living in Germany for quite a while now. And
so what was the thing that interested you in bringing such a delicate issue, like the one that you deal with in the film? With Babai.
Mm. The most interesting thing for me was actually the relationship, or let's say the view of the son on his father and the change of it, and actually it was turns out to be for me very much a film about childhood or let's say trust and losing it, and so.
I guess also childhood in very difficult situations, and how those situations affect the childhood of a certain person.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, it's a very difficult situation because of the political situation. But honestly, I was not so much interested in the political situation, or even though the political situation is very much a reason why all the things are happening, but. And the most interesting thing for me was to show this political situation in a way that is like everyday life, you know, all the violence and all the things that are going on. And but I really wanted to avoid some national bullshit. Yeah. And
That is what we should specify, that the film really takes a human approach to the story. So it's not about the politics, it's about the characters and what they are going through. And so this father and son relationship is something that really drives the film. And obviously to help that come across and make it powerful, you need the right performances from the right cast. Can you tell us a little bit about the casting process and how you collaborated with the actors in achieving what you wanted them to achieve?
Oh, for me the most important thing is actually the cast, and since the movie or the script was very much from a point of view of the boy, we knew from the beginning that the boy will be like the heart of the film, and so I spent in Kosovo like five months just for casting,
right?
And we went from school to school. Until we found this boy, and as soon as we had him, so we started to look for the other actors, and because also the relation, I mean, two actors can be very good, but if you put them together, there is no energy or so. And then I did the audition for the other parts, and I was very lucky to. There is no part in this film without having them at least two times at the audition and trying scenes with them. And so in the end, it turned out to be a really huge gift. I mean, but with the son and the father, before we start shooting, I took days off with them, so to bring them together and also to get to know the child. And so, but it was clear that the film was it's very much based on the child, and also with during the shooting I was trying to be as prepared as I could with all the departments, but especially with the camera and so on. As soon as we got our image, I was very much focused on the way how the actors were performing, and so that Matteo could do his job.
Yeah. So. And let's talk about it. You brought it up, and that's actually an interesting point. Let's talk about the actual camera work and the visuals of the film.
Yes, I mean, this was for me a huge thing from the beginning. Who I will ask to work with, because it's my first feature, and it's. Was a really complicated film. I mean, we had a child, we had animals, we had water scenes in the night and everything. And since it's my first film, I was a little bit insecure. And with Matteo, I did my last shot. And in the end, it was very much a question of how I felt. Honestly, I woke up one day and I was dreaming of a scene, and I was dreaming of him shooting the scene. And that's why I thought, okay, actually he should do it. But we spent so much time looking for locations, and we talked very much about films and we about scenes. And and Matteo has something which I really, I mean, Matteo has a very, I don't know another word, but a very poetic way of creating an image. Yeah. And my way of directing is actually quite dry.
Right.
And since it's a childhood story, I thought this almost...
Yeah, seeing it, the story through a child's eye,
yeah,
kind of thing, yeah.
And, but also this thing of a little bit of a fairy tale, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought his camera or his way of working is very...
Yeah, because there's that sequence that you referred to there, which is actually the long journey, actually almost makes no use of dialogue, which I thought was extremely interesting. Now, obviously, something like a scene like that would be very difficult to shoot and to construct. Was it difficult?
You mean the water scenes?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fucking difficult. I mean, really, it was like hell. We had to pick up shoot because of those scenes. The problem was that we were on open water. We had a very tiny boat.
Yeah.
And there were so many security things. I mean, we had so many people around us just to make sure that if something happens.
Yeah.
And the lighting was a huge problem, and there was no way to move. And if you take the camera from one boat to the other, it took like... And the nights were so... And this was... that's why we had to go back. But honestly, I mean, we besides those scenes, we have an understanding or... that the performance is very the most important thing in a way, and Matteo understands very well to leave a space for the actors, but without and still making really beautiful pictures, and so
the production itself is a co-production between a number of countries. I'm just wondering, was it a difficult film to actually make in that sense, in terms of funding and in terms of actually getting it off the ground?
Yeah, I mean, it took a while till all the money was there, and it turned out like probably always that it was not enough. But I mean, the main producer is Germany.
Yeah.
And we have Kosovo. Kosovo was very supportive. They gave us, comparing to that, but they have so much money. We got from them €200,000, and actually they have a very small budget. I've been working on this on the script for on the film, and of course on the script for 8 years.
Wow.
In 2007, I started writing it. And as a first-time director, if you go to somebody and say, you know, I haven't done anything, but I want to shoot in three countries with a child and with water scenes, and so in a way, I can understand why people at the beginning were not sure.
Very ambitious. It's been a long journey to get here, but now
And
thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.